Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple, and I am Chris Broussard, and he is Rob Parker, and we live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live!
We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All of your protection is in one place, and that is a wonderful thing. Bundle and save at progressive.com. We want to welcome everybody to the Odd Couple, and let me do so by first welcoming in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? I've seen it all now. I've heard it all.
Really?
Martin White's doing updates on Fox Sports Radio.
Wow. I heard that voice. I was like, who is that? Is that Martin?
They see me rolling.
Boy, he's come a long way since we put the training wheels on him, Chris, right?
Yes. Good for him, man. Good for him. So he may have found his niche.
He definitely ain't being a talk show host. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry, Martin. I'm just kidding. No, they're doing fine on the show.
Rob, you never miss their show.
That's right. I never miss Odd Couple Light. What is it called? Diet Odd Couple?
Diet Coke!
There it is. What's up, Chris? Are you getting unaddressed on the show? Is that what's going on there?
Odd Couple Light.
Are you getting undressed? Where are you taking your hoodie off?
Yeah, I was hot, man. I took a hoodie off.
Wow.
Don't mess that hair up. You know, that hoodie must be brown now after you rubbed your hair on it.
I need to dye my hair. It's getting a little lighter than usual.
I know. What's going on over there, Chris? Yeah, Gray coming through.
I dye my hair. I ain't sure.
It's no big deal, brother. Millions of people dye their hair every day.
So then why are you trying to make jokes about it?
Because it sounds good. It's funny.
Everything's not funny. Let's introduce the Odd Couple crew. Get this party started on this Thanksgiving Eve. And we got the super producer, Rob G, in the house.
I thought Rob G would take off today, no?
The updates. is, as you heard, Martin Weiss. On the ones and the twos, our man DJ Alex Teicher, DJ Alex, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan. And on social media, our man Sagar Patel. So, yes, Rob, what are you doing for are you working tomorrow? Thank you.
Yeah. I'm working. The Odd Couple will be on. One of us will be here. You know, Chris, I used to always work Thanksgiving from my time in Detroit. You know, when I covered the Lions, I always worked on Thanksgiving.
Right.
So I'm just kind of used to working on Thanksgiving. And if I had like a big family or we were doing something or if I was going back east, you know, I would take off. But no plans. So if I'm not going to have any plans, it doesn't make sense to lay on the couch and do nothing. I'll come in, do the show. So I'll be here. That's all. How about you guys?
Doing,
you having people
anything
over?
Anything for dinner?
Nah, nothing special. I'll have some turkey here and stuff to eat after the show.
My wife and myself and my daughters, they're both in town. We're staying at a hotel in New York, Manhattan. Near right on the road, you know, for where they have the big Thanksgiving parade.
So you can see, can you see it from your hotel window?
Well, that's the thing. That's my wife wanted to do it. Tomorrow's her birthday too.
Oh wow! And, happy birthday!
Yes, thank you. She so I guess the hotel has you can eat brunch,
and
by
then
these
watch
big
the
windows and
then watch
the parade.
It. Oh, that's awesome! That was her idea, huh?
Yep. Yep. So we'll be doing that, and then we'll
Hard was it to pay for the $1,500 a night for the hotel room?
Yeah, it wasn't that much, believe it or not.
Really?
The price wasn't that much.
Wow.
Yeah, I think she booked it a long time
ago. But you know what I mean. It's usually for a great view.
Yeah,
a brunch, though. That's a nice birthday. Nice.
Yeah. And then we're going to her cousin's house over there near your old stomping grounds in
Jamaica?
St. Albans.
St. Albans,
St. Albans, Queens.
Very nice.
We'll be eating our Thanksgiving dinner over there. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. All from TV and all from radio. So,
great.
A four-day weekend. I'm looking forward to it.
Enjoy it, man. You work hard. Enjoy some time with the family.
All right, Rob, let's get into this first topic. And it is a ridiculous topic. You said earlier you've heard it all. I thought you were referring to this.
That too, Chris. Because hearing Martin Weiss do an update threw me. But
Well, Jim Irsay, the owner of the Indianapolis Colts, much maligned owner of the Indianapolis Colts, some of the crazy things he's done. But he was doing an interview with Andrea Kramer that's going to run on HBO on Real Sports.
Chris, which is done. This is the last episode. Did you know that?
Oh, is this going to be the last one?
This is the last episode. Yes. Can you believe 29 years Real Sports has been on? 29 years. And this is the final episode. Yep.
All right. So they were doing an interview with Jim Irsay, who many may know was alcoholic. And has battled with addiction.
I don't know if he was, because I think you're always an alcoholic, aren't you?
Well, I mean,
I think once you get diagnosed, it doesn't mean that recovering alcoholic. Thank
but
you,
yeah.
A recovering alcoholic.
Yeah. But they were talking to him a lot about that. But he said, and they asked him, remember in 2014, Rob, he was arrested for driving while intoxicated, which is a serious offense. You're obviously putting yourself and other people in danger, putting their lives in danger. And here's the quote he said. Well, he said, Rob, that I'll just read the quote. I am prejudiced against because I'm a rich white billionaire. If I'm just the average guy down the block, they're not pulling me in. Of course not. And Andrea Kramer said, well, you know how that's going to sound. You know how that's going to come off to people. And he said, I don't care what it sounds like. It's the truth. I could give a damn what people think about how anything sounds or sounds like. The truth is the truth. And I know the truth. So he was saying, Rob, that he was only pulled over because he was a rich white billionaire, when in fact he was drunk and they did find other prescription drugs in his car. And they found $29,000 in cash was in his car. The painkillers were oxycodone.
Wait a minute, hydrocodone, Chris. He had $29,000 worth of cash in the car? Lozone.
Yeah.
Was that? He was probably thinking he was going to drive from New Jersey to New York and had to pay the toll, so he had to have exact change.
What are your thoughts on this?
Here Everything's not funny.
Okay.
Who drives around with $29,000?
I guess when you're a billionaire, probably a lot of billionaires might have a lot
really?
Of money.
Don't they just have like a very secret American Express card? You know what I mean? That you don't need cash?
I wouldn't know. But yes, do you have any thoughts on this?
It's absolutely preposterous. It's ridiculous. It's dumb. And this is why I could never get with this guy and never feel good about him or the stuff that comes out of his mouth. He got pulled over because they look for people who are drinking at night. Chris, all it takes is a little swerve, or you didn't slow down, or you went through a light, or you know what? That's all it takes. That gives them probable cause to pull you over late at night because they know people are drinking. It happens all the time. How did they know? How did they know that, oh, he's a white billionaire and driving in the car, let's just pull him over? I mean,
right, exactly.
And in this country,
he was driving really slow, Rob, and he had kind of like stopped in the middle of the road.
But that's what I'm saying, right?
They didn't know who was in the car.
No, it was something that made them say, that looks suspicious. Like, what does he do? What is this car doing? Let's check it out. And if anything, Chris, and you know this, being black in this country, and being pulled over, God only knows. I told you, when I was working in suburban Detroit, I got stopped, Chris, about 8 times. I was doing a nighttime show. 8 times coming home late at night after 1 o'clock, and we lived in Bloomfield Hills, you know, in one of the
Detroit,
nice areas, you know, nice suburbs.
Yeah.
And I never got a ticket, Chris, because I didn't commit anything. They just wanted to see who's this black guy driving at 1:30 in the morning, you know what I mean, in this area. That's all it ever was. I never got a ticket. And we know what's happened in this country, how many unarmed black men have been shot and killed by police, being stopped. I can remember driving, Chris, with one of the young guys who used to work at my hot dog stand in Detroit. And we were driving from Detroit into where I lived in Southfield, you know, in the suburbs.
Yeah.
And as soon as we crossed the border, he was driving. I was in the car with him. He was driving. As soon as he crossed the border, Chris, he took his baseball cap off. And I said, what was that? He says, they're going to stop me if I have a ball cap on driving in the suburbs. That's what he said.
Yep.
If I have a baseball cap on, I'm going to get stopped, and I don't want to get stopped.
Yep. Now, it's an idiotic statement. It is straight up. There are fewer, more ridiculous things you could say than that. I mean, it really is. And I wish she, and maybe, I don't know if she did or not, but I'd like to hear him. I would have liked some follow-up on that, Rob.
Right.
Like, so what? Why? What do you mean you're discriminating?
How did they know you were a billionaire?
How are you discriminated against because, you know, you're a white billionaire, right? And you're right. Like, how would they even know you're a billionaire? I mean, it probably was a nice car, I guess. But still, that doesn't mean they know you're a billionaire. And like you said, I mean, African-Americans are killed by police at a much higher rate. They serve their sentences for the same crimes are higher. I just read it was 19% higher according to U.S. Sentencing Commission, 19% higher sentences, longer sentences for similar crimes and situations as white males. We know that blacks and whites have drug offenses at roughly the same rates as far as usage and sales. And yet far more of the arrests are of African-Americans. You have to center the war on drugs somewhere because they're doing drugs all over America. They're doing just as many drugs in college campuses as they are in the projects.
Right.
So you center the war on drugs, and they center them where African-Americans, Latinos, and poor whites are. They're not going to the suburbs and
going to the college campuses.
Drugs.
Go
right.
to USC.
You could get a ton of kids.
And
I went to Oberlin College, one of the best colleges in the country. There was plenty of drugs going on up there. Rich diplomats' kids and things like that.
And Chris,
that
the
weren't
other
black,
part too
so.
Is the legal system. If you're not representing, you don't have a lawyer, seriously, you will get screwed in the legal system for the most part.
And right.
You gotta be represented.
Yep.
And if you don't have a lawyer, people who have money and who have lawyers get treated way different.
Absolutely.
It's just a fact.
And that's the point, right? Like, you're absolutely right. Like, being a billionaire, a white one in particular, but a billionaire, period. But you get away with more stuff. Are you kidding me?
I got one.
I mean, how many times can they buy their way out? And I'm not talking about necessarily a major crime, although maybe. But I'm talking about just regular, everyday stuff you can get away with because you have that money.
Can I give you the biggest example, which happens to be in the NFL? Robert Kraft was caught, Chris, on camera.
That's right.
On camera. And nothing happened to him soliciting, Chris, on camera. Nothing.
Yeah.
He had the lawyers. Yeah. Oh, they claimed they got the video and it wasn't legal and they all, you know, all the other stuff. If that was the average Joe on camera, you're busted, you're booked, and you're doing some time. That's the fact.
No doubt. It is unbelievable that he could say this. And Rob, this is the type of, now I'm not saying all the owners feel this way. I'm sure most of them probably wouldn't say something this stupid. I don't know what they feel. But this is why, you know, when you look at the situation with Colin Kaepernick or, you know, some of the racial situations around the league, this is why nothing really significant was done. Just symbolic gestures, putting, you know, in racism in the end zone. I mean, that's just symbolic.
Right.
You know, I'm talking about real stuff being done. They threw some money at it a little bit. They gave that. They had that commission of the players. And that commission did get some stuff done and is still doing good stuff, I imagine. But I know they did some good stuff. But when you have the billionaire owners, Rob, I mean, this is why they can come down on a Kaepernick. They have no understanding of what he was talking about.
None.
And Colin Kaepernick wasn't even doing it for himself. He was doing it for other people in this, other American citizens who were being mistreated.
He had a great life. He didn't have to do it at all.
That was it.
Like, that should have told you about how important it was that a guy gave up his career, gave up everything he was doing.
Yep, and you got somebody who's ignorant as this comment suggests, passing judgment and holding the future of someone who's conscientious, like a Colin Kaepernick, in his hands. That's ridiculous. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in on Jim Irsay's comment that he's discriminated against because he's a rich white billionaire. Your thoughts next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. And if you like using debit over credit, shouldn't you also get rewarded? Well, now you can with Discover's Cashback Debit. It's a checking account that rewards everyone with cashback on everyday purchases. No fees, period. Check out eligibility and terms at Discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your thoughts on Jim Irsay saying he's discriminated against because he's a rich white billionaire.
All right, Elvis in Alabama, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Elvis?
How you guys doing tonight?
Doing good,
man. How are you?
Hey, love the show, man. Hey, listen, there's no defending Irsay. The guy's an idiot. He's been an idiot for years. You know, if I just think you get a triple me, he's terrible. And the guy, I'm glad you guys brought up, is Colin Kaepernick, because I'd never have understood the people who were, like, quit watching the NFL because of Kaepernick and all. I mean, do these people not understand that peaceful protest is like the cornerstone of our country, man?
Thank you.
That's how this whole thing got started. Peaceful protest, you're not hurting anybody. They didn't like the way the British were treating them. And, I mean, it got unpeaceful, but it started peaceful protest, man. How can you not appreciate somebody who's simply doing that? I never got that. Hey, enjoy the show, man. Y'all have a good night.
No, thank you, man.
Nah, you're right.
It's true.
You're absolutely right. Yep.
That's what this country's built on, Chris. Like, if you don't like it, you could protest. You have a right.
Right.
You have a right, and they're protected. They could burn the American flag if you want. That's your right.
And Kaepernick was very polite about everything, Rob. He talked to a former veteran. Remember that?
Right. And the veteran sitting on the bench, and the guy said, "You should kneel instead of sitting on the
bench." Out of respect. I mean, he was going out of his way to make it as respectful as possible while yet making a statement.
All right, Tommy in Colorado, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Tommy?
Hey, what up, fellas? Happy holidays to you and yours, man.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving,
you too,
man.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, so I'm an investigator for the State Public Defender's Office here in Colorado. So, you know, to hear a guy like Irsay say these kind of things, like Rob said at the very beginning of the show, not only is it ridiculous, it's downright offensive, man.
Yeah.
I mean, our clients are people of color disproportionately, but more so than that, they're poor. I mean, that's why we represent them, because they can't afford a lawyer of their own. And, you know, the one thing I would like to know about Irsay, if he were to be 100% honest, how many times did he get pulled over by cops and they found out he was the Colts owner and they let him go?
Yep.
You know, that's what I
You know
like.
What?
Absolutely.
Let me say
that's
this. Stay on the line here, Tommy, because I wanted to bring this up to you, Chris. when Mickey Mantle played for the Yankees, you know, Mickey Mantle was a drunk, right? Had an alcohol, big alcohol problem. Probably would have been the greatest player ever if he didn't drink. Do you know what the cops did in New York back in Mickey Mantle's days when they got
him,
Chris?
They used to drive him home?
They used to drive him home. They wouldn't dare take Mickey Mantle to prison, to jail, Chris. Wouldn't dare.
Well, Rob, I'll be honest. I mean, I don't know if it's happened to you, but I've been pulled over sometimes, and sometimes they'll let me go without a ticket or something because, you know, they recognize me or something like that. That's happened before, too. Most often, I still get the ticket, but there have been a few times where
I got
let go.
Is it because you're famous or because they think you're white? I'm just saying.
Nah, I think it's because I'm famous. But I will say this. I have never been pulled over by myself just for no reason. And I do think in some way, I'm not saying it's never happened to a white person, but I think a lot of times they think I'm white. But I've been pulled over like 3 times for no reason whatsoever.
Nothing, right.
And every time I was in the car with other men who were clearly African-American, dark skin, and you know. For no reason.
Let's squeeze in one more real quick. John in California, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
All right, this is what I have to say. Earth Day was a threat to public safety. I'm an attorney. And if they had probable cause to pull him over, and he's on prescription drugs, which you are not supposed to be driving under the influence of prescription drugs either. Those police were, and I'm a defense, criminal defense is what I'm practicing right now. He's full of it, and he needs to shut up, actually.
Yep.
Now, when it comes to Robert Kraft and his situation, that's a little bit different. The police have to get the evidence lawfully, or you got a Fourth Amendment suppression motion that makes it go away.
But I'm saying my point with Robert Kraft is most people wouldn't have the lawyers to get it done is what I'm saying.
Right.
And no, those public defenders could get that done. That's how easy that is. You spot that as an attorney right away. You file your motion, and your guy's sitting there just as guilty as hell. And the court says, well, to Mr. Prosecutor, the evidence is suppressed because your policeman screwed up. And so, you know, as a defense attorney, I've gotten a bunch of people out of stuff that they did because the cops messed up.
Well, John, thank you. Thanks for that insight.
Yep.
Appreciate the support, too. Thank you.
Yep. We got Greg Jennings coming up, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
That's right. Our next guest got muscles.
Greg
galore.
Jennings.
He's a Mr. Universe, Super Bowl champion. Was a Pro Bowl wide receiver, now Fox Sports Radio and FS1 NFL analyst, none other than our man Greg Jennings. What's up, man? Happy Thanksgiving.
What's happening? Happy Thanksgiving to you two fine gentlemen.
Are you going to have a big sweet potato pie?
What do you
I want to know what are you eating?
I mean, y'all are attacking me right now. I don't know what.
Well, because you're in
a
such great shape.
A vegan turkey
I'm
or
just
something like that?
You know, what can
you
eat?
Right now, Rob, this is for both of y'all. Right now, I am literally laying out the ingredients of my pound cake that I will be making for my family.
Wow.
My kids. Absolutely.
You going to eat any of it?
I am going to have a slice of it. Yes, I am.
Wow.
Chris. Absolutely. We're doing kind of a Caribbean theme. So you guys are more than welcome. Don't say I didn't invite you.
you'll be here. I know you'll be in town next week, so you can bring me a little something.
That cake, Chris, that cake won't be there. Are you kidding?
It'll be demolished.
Yes. Hey, Greg, let's start with Jim Irsay and the comments about he's being discriminated against, the prejudice against him because he's a white billionaire. Just – what does that sound like for an NFL owner?
Stop it. Like, really, stop it. Come on now. Like, come on. You know, I don't know Irsay personally. However, I have been a player in this league. And it is hard for me to relate to a billionaire being discriminated upon when they hold all the cards in their hand.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, you're right.
This makes no sense.
It's as
right.
simple as that. Hey, all right, let's get to some football. The Kansas City Chiefs, and you know, Greg, I've been saying all year that their one problem is their receivers can't catch. They don't get open that well either. But when they do, a lot of times they're dropping the balls. They lead the league in drops. We all saw the game Monday night where they have five drop balls, including a potential game winner, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, right in his hands. You as a receiver and a guy that was a very good receiver, what do you – I know you probably see it much differently than we do and than the average person does. So when you see that happening, what are your thoughts?
To be honest, that game, it wasn't shocking because your number one guy was struggling, Travis Kelce. He had a drop. He had the fumble. And so it's crazy as it seems, for whatever reason, it's kind of a domino effect sometimes, especially when you have guys who have already been struggling with that. So to see it is one thing. I'll give you a quick little insight. So before games, we would meet up, all the receivers, play cards or whatever in the room. College football is going on. We're always watching college football. But the one thing that I never wanted to see when I'm watching these games was somebody wide open running down the field and dropping the ball. I never wanted to even see it. It's just not an image that you want to have, and even a thought that you want to have going into a game where you don't matter how sure-handed you are, it just kind of messes with you mentally. And these guys, to your point, you've been saying it all season long. I think we've all been seeing it. They have been struggling with just mentally catching the ball. We know that they can catch, but right. for whatever reason, they're having a season of drops.
But I want to follow up on this, okay? Because Greg, I get it. You want to say you want to count drops. All quarterbacks all over the league have drops, and guys don't catch what they're supposed to. The Chargers game. Did you see the two drops there in that game? I mean, there were two big drops in that game. They wind up losing. They lost the game. But help me with Patrick Mahomes and what we're seeing this year through 10 games. 19 touchdowns, 9 picks, and then career lows in passing yards, passer rating, TD percentage, yards per attempt, yards per completion, all the lowest in his career. What else are we seeing here? This is all on the receivers, or Patrick's throwing to the other team as well?
Well, I think Patrick Mahomes has not been playing at his best. However, I will say it's a marriage, right? So if the receivers are dropping balls, naturally it's going to impact the numbers of your quarterback. Because we can look at the drop last night. The numbers are completely different. They possibly win that game. Like, in all season long, they
do we have a stat of when a receiver saves a quarterback? Where's that stat?
Hey, Rob,
where's that stat?
Look, come on now. Come on, talk to me.
You know what I'm talking about, Greg, right?
Absolutely. That matters. That matters when the quarterback throws a bad ball and the receiver makes a heck of a catch or a great catch. Like, we don't account that those. We just say, what a catch. We don't say, he bailed his quarterback out. None of those things.
Right. Never.
Like I said, Patrick Mahomes hasn't been MVP-type Patrick Mahomes. What he has been, and I can say this, he has been good enough for them to win these games.
Greg, I was talking to Richard Sherman yesterday about this situation. We were talking. We wasn't on the air. We were talking about them missing Eric Bieniemy because obviously the offense hadn't been nearly as productive without Bieniemy. And I was like, how do they miss him though? Because obviously Andy Reid knows what he's doing. And he said, well, look, we know Bieniemy was a guy that gets on players, you know, and we heard that from the Washington receivers earlier this year. And he said, maybe now, you know, last year, maybe Bieniemy is on those guys. And like, if you don't do better, you're not playing. You guys got to improve. We're making them drill it longer, harder, whatever. Whereas now maybe the coaches are softer and not working them or pushing them as hard. Does that sound plausible to you? And could something like that make a difference? Because this was speculation. We didn't know for a fact, but he just thought that might be a possible reason for this.
Yeah, it's plausible, Chris, but let's be honest. These are professional players. Like, we don't need babysitters. We don't need somebody yelling at us, telling us, you better get this done this time or else. Come on, man. We know what's on the line. Our jobs, our livelihoods are on the line. Like, guys could be cut any day. These contracts, as much as we talk about the guarantees, the contracts in their right. totality are not guaranteed. So players understand what's at stake here. They don't need a coach that's going to remind them of that. Now, mind you, it might motivate some players. It might be something that a player needs to hear. I'm not dismissing it, but I'm not going to give a total credit to the style of coaching of Bienemy and the drops that we're seeing this year.
Yeah. You know, Bienemy, do you think there's a chance, though, that maybe the what's happened with the Chief actually enhances him a little bit? You know, you leave and the offense doesn't go up, it goes down. And you could say, you know, and then the offense with what Sam Howell in Washington has been better for them. Can this maybe help him get a job or at least have people take another look at him?
I think this does help him because regardless of what we want to say, even with the Netflix series Quarterback, and we all took away like, well, what was the enemy's role? Well, clearly there was something of importance. We know that to be true because he wouldn't have been in that role, in that position for so many years. And when you watch what he's been able to do with a young quarterback, a second-year guy playing in his basically rookie season, like he's had a tremendous amount of success. Obviously, we knew that there were going to be some failures, some things that he was going to have deal with growing pains, and they've experienced that. And so for me, when you take away from a guy from that type of offense and they start to struggle, it should illuminate who and what you were to that offense, to that unit, to that side of the ball.
All right. That is our man, Greg Jennings, Super Bowl champion. Hey, man, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Y'all have a great day. Enjoy the pound cake and salad.
Absolutely.
All right, man.
Later.
All right, Rob, Michigan, Ohio State's coming up this weekend. Who's the game bigger for? We'll get into that next. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card? But can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the iCouple. Of course, it's a Worship Wednesday. And we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills, folks, on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. You can visit prizepicks.com/odd100 and use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. It's time, folks, for Shekel City.
To Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, 2-1 last night, Chris. Here we go, Shekel City. I should say 1-1 last night. Two games in the NBA, 1-1. And here you go. Tonight, I got best bet. I'm taking the Suns -2.5, hosting the Golden State Warriors. Also going to take the Clippers -8.5. They're in San Antonio, taking on the Spurs. Until further notice, Chris, I'm just betting against the Spurs. I can't help it.
Yeah, they've been getting blasted.
Blasted. Like, that's what I was asking the other night. Like, they get blasted every night. And I'm going to take Dallas -2.5. They're in L.A., Chris, taking on the Lakers. So I have Suns -2.5. That's my best bet against Golden State in Phoenix. Got the Clippers on the road against the Spurs tonight. And I got Dallas Mavericks -2.5 in Los Angeles taking on the Lakers. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right, Rob. Well, who you got in the big college football game? Well, there are a lot of them, but the Michigan-Ohio State
game. I got
game.
Ohio State. Because Michigan doesn't have the cheating stuff. So Ohio State goes back to winning like they used to.
Wow. Wow. I mean, it might be
it's
that
a huge
simple.
Game,
we'll
though.
See. Yeah. The winner is going to definitely be in the college football playoff, have a chance to win the championship. The loser might still get in, but the winner certainly. And who, Rob, we talked about it yesterday, you and I. And what? Michigan has beaten them the last, what, 2 years?
Two. Because before that, Chris, it was a bad stretch for Michigan.
Right. And Ryan Day, now he's been the coach at Ohio State for 5.5 years. This is his sixth year. Let's see. Yeah, this is his sixth year. Although
his first year was only three games. But he was living
well, he's done a great job. You know, yeah. I mean,
well,
he's.
But not when you've lost to Michigan the last 2 years.
Right. Like, but he's, in his tenure. These previous 4 years, his or full, you know, years he coached the team for the entire year, they finished 3rd, 2nd, 6th, and 4th. So they've been the top five team 3 of his 4 years there.
Yeah, but if they lose 3 years in a row to Michigan without Jim Harbaugh on the sidelines, it's not going to be good for him.
No, I agree. But who would you say the game is bigger for? Is it bigger for Day or – on the other hand, Michigan, like you said, a lot of people feel like, well, you only been beating them because of the cheating. Right. So is it bigger for them because they got to go prove, hey, we can actually beat them fair and square?
I think so. I think it is important if Michigan can do it and also without Harbaugh. I mean, I think that that would be huge, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and I think to your point, the most damning thing for Ohio State or really for Ryan Day would be that if he loses to them without Jim Harbaugh on the sidelines, right? Like, I mean, look, you can debate, you can argue about on actual game day how much of a difference Harbaugh being on the sideline makes. He doesn't call the offensive or defensive plays, but the optics, Rob, first of all, I do think it makes some difference, even if it's emotional. But there's some difference. But the optics, period, like you said, if you're Ohio State, you're going to be like, dude, first of all, that's the 3rd straight year they've beaten us. Secondly, they didn't even have their head coach.
Their head coach wasn't even there, and they beat us like a drum. Like, you could wind up getting fired. I mean, you could. I know it sounds crazy because they've had a lot of success.
Right.
But you remember John Cooper was there for a long time, and he couldn't beat Michigan. And eventually they ran him out, you know,
yep.
Because it's about Michigan. It's always about Michigan with Ohio State. and vice versa. So this is big for Ryan Day's career. I really believe that.
Yeah, and I think it's next year, I believe, is Rob, they're going to jump to the 12 teams. So this is this year, when this game is likely to determine which one of these teams gets to the national championships, it's going to be bigger than it will be going forward. It's still huge because it's just these two teams and this rivalry. But this year, more is on the line than even will be in the future. So we'll see. It's going to be interesting to see which one wins. I'm a little torn. You know, I'm from Ohio, but my daughter went to Michigan. So we'll see. I'll just watch and enjoy. Keep it locked, Odd Couple.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.